Oh boy. Okay, yesterday I talked about how Taiwan doesn't know fully what's happening in the election in America, and how Taiwan doesn't know how much their old China abusive thinking insults foreigners who visit Taiwan and then go back home. I mean, the bully attitude that China has toward other countries, the Philippines, Taiwan, Japan, India, oh, the list goes on. That attitude, it's Chinese culture. It comes from Confucianism, where the boss is so dominant. I've talked about this in previous podcasts. And it's one thing to say that Taiwan's not part of China, but it's a whole other thing to get to the point where China is not a part of Taiwan. And it's a culture with a lot of dark, dark baggage. There are good things to hang on to in our tradition, but not all things in tradition should be kept. Oh dear, let's not get into some of the dark traditions of the Anglo-Saxon culture. In fact, if you want to go back to this, see, Taiwan is sort of a bit of a new world from if you go back 400 years, 200 years, you go back a few centuries. People wanted to get out of the mess of China and start a new life, and they came to Taiwan, and that's why Mandarin speakers are in Taiwan. And it's a lot like the Pilgrim's Journey. See, in America, the Pilgrims came over, and you have these Christians who didn't know how to do anything. They just prayed and wanted a perfect world, and they could read and write because they studied the Bible, but they couldn't do anything. So they hired all these non-Christians to do the actual work and make stuff happen. And so the Mayflower Compact happened at a time when they needed to stay together in order to work together. And it's like, we're going to stick together. We will stay together. And that idea that Christians and non-Christians can stick together and respect each other, that idea is failing in America now. That's what we're seeing in the war between the Democratic and Republican parties, or well, in the voter bases. It's not that democracy has failed. This idea of people that believe in the God who created the air we breathe can get along with people who deny the existence of that God or refuse to accept what his name is. Refuse to say he's this God or that. There are a few who can get along in these groups, but by and large, a lot of them don't. And I still want to get along. And I've got friends who want to get along. But so many on both sides don't want to get along. And that's the danger we're facing. But it started as this new idea. Well, Taiwan started as a new idea. They wanted to be free, but they brought that old China baggage with them. And they're very oppressive. And just how China goes around and bullies its neighbors, Taiwan bullies its own people, and they bully foreigners even more because it's very xenophobic. It's very, we hate outsiders. They don't say that. And you can break the ice, and I try to make people laugh and be friendly and be humble. But, I go around and I offend people not knowing it all the time. And I'll tell you a story. I was with some friends and found out that someone had, gotten all offended. They got their undies in a bunch about something I said. And so my friend's like, we're friends, but you got to not offend people. Well, the guy's, we're not to the point in the friendship where he's figured out that with Jesse, it's always an experience. He's figuring that out. So we were eating and I said something loud because they're quiet in that culture, and so I said something loudly and he said, Jesse, you just scared the boss, because I'm looking at the back of the restaurant and he's looking at the front where they've got the kitchen. And Uncle Raja say that every Asia house has two kitchen, indoor kitchen and outdoor kitchen. Indoor kitchen is just for, you cut the mango and then you eat the mango. But if your friend, you come to your friend's house And your friend only cook with indoor kitchen. Your friend don't like you. Don't go back to that friend. You know, you good friends, when your friend, your Asian friend brings you to Asia house and he cooks with outdoor kitchen to give you food. That good Asian friend, that Asian friend like you. You know, Uncle Roger talks about outdoor kitchens, right? Well, of course, in a lot of Taiwanese restaurants, the kitchen is outdoors right in front of everybody. And then indoors is the place where you can go sit and eat, where it's hot and they blow a fan. And okay, so, you know, that happens a lot, right? Okay. So we're sitting inside. I'm facing the back wall. And so the chef is out on the street, or, you know, the shopkeeper, you know, it's a man and a woman. It's a mom and pop are out, probably grandpa and grandma are out front, you know, cooking. And I shouted something loud and pounded the table or whatever. And the guy jumped. Now, I didn't see him, but my buddy looks at me and says, you know, he'd just been complaining to me about how I offended somebody else, but we're still friends. He said, you just scared that guy. I'm like, I did? He says, yeah. And you have to go apologize. And he said that in Chinese. Now, Chinese don't know how to Chinese apologize. I mean, you know, he was kind of pushing me, trying to be forceful to get me to get a point. But I don't think he actually expected me to go over here and apologize to the guy. But I did. I got up, walked over. I said, so they both, that's I'm sorry. I talk loud, but I'm going to be quiet. And they just started laughing because, you know, they thought that it was a big secret. And the big concern is not so much how loud I am, but whether I think I'm better than other people. And so, you know, so I went back and sat down and my buddy and his buddy are laughing at me. I mean, that just made, they were really happy about that. In some ways, I think they were kind of too happy about that. It was kind of strange watching people be so happy about something, but that's another, I kind of don't want to go there. But that made their day, but it totally diffused any tension, any pretension that I think I'm better than others was gone with that. Now we've got these cultures where we've got to learn to get along with other people, but when people come into Taiwan and because of cultural differences, they get mistreated, we don't want that. We don't want to just beat people and have them go home. Well, somehow I've got to communicate this to the Taiwanese that they and their government are doing this to people. They're making enemies. And so as I'm over here and as I'm meeting people and talking to people, I'm looking at a way to try and cultivate an attitude where, okay, how are our rules coming across to others? I suppose that's the latest thing going on. It's like I'm getting to a point where I'm going to be doing more interviews with Pacific Daily Times, and this is the thing that's driving it. We've got to get to a point where we can understand each other. You know, Taiwan is incredibly polite. They all, okay, people are sick, let's wear masks, no problem. That's not a problem. In a lot of stores, people don't wear masks inside. There's a big store that says you must wear a mask if you come in. Everybody wears a mask. Local stores, I don't need to wear a mask. It's not a problem. Go to school, wear a mask. They're really laid back about it. Very polite. America's not. We could learn that from them. We really could. But there are a lot of things in America where we're very different and we need to learn to get along. We have to ask ourselves, can we have liberty while denying the name of the God who makes and keeps the air we breathe? And Taiwan is coming to a place where they're going to have to ask, can we have the liberty from China that we say we want while also oppressing foreigners and keeping this culture that doesn't know how to apologize? Can we do that? They're going to have to ask that. Tradition is great, but there's some things we've always got to be willing to let go of. The past is a rudder, not an anchor. And too many people have those two confused. Let's fix that. See you tomorrow.